But first, the leaders' debate last night left some people wanting less debates rather than more, and it would appear the Liberal camp is determined to set up a third debate. A curious aspect to this election campaign is the Labor opposition, who has made most of the running on policy, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison attempting to poke holes in the big target. But how much of a difference will the last weeks of campaigning do? Pre-polling has predicted the largest turnout ever, and I asked Shadow Assistant Treasury Minister Matt Thistlethwaite, who has been at the pre-polling booth today, whether people have already made up their minds.
Yeah, we had record numbers of people pre-poll, not only in Randwick yesterday, but across Australia. I think people are taking the opportunity of the early voting because they have made up their minds and they're determined to have their say on Australia's future. And a lot of the people that are talking to me, right, are talking about important issues like easing cost of living pressures and making sure that the government is investing properly in health, in Medicare, in education, rebuilding TAFE and taking stronger action on climate change. These are all the issues that I've been talking to voters about over the course of the last couple of days.
All right. Well, just on that then, you've been looking at funding a lot of these measures with the savings from negative gearing and the franking dividends. If this doesn't prove to be enough, what sort of other tax initiatives could you introduce?
Well, we've outlined all of our tax initiatives. They're very, very detailed and they've been out there for some time. So we've given people plenty of opportunity to digest our policies, to ask questions, to consult experts, and we're confident that the additional funds that we raise through closing some of these tax loopholes that have overwhelmingly benefited large corporations and wealthy Australians will provide that revenue to invest in policies like our dental health program for pensioners that we announced on the weekend, our increased subsidies for childcare to ease the cost of living pressure on families.
And on the childcare policy, this actually means that you won't be paying fees, or would people have to claim back their fees? How will it work?
It works the same way as the current system works through a rebate, but the taper rate will change. And for families that are on less than $67,000 a year as a combined income, will basically pay zero for their childcare fees because we'll change that taper rate. But really, on average, about 900,000 Australians will be $2,100 better off and ease some of those cost of living pressures.
Been a lot of talk about the policy on electric vehicles or the target on electric vehicles. How viable will electric vehicles be, you know, in the bush and more remote areas?
Well, it's summed up by this one fact, Rod. That is that there is no car manufacturer of all of them, Ford, Nissan, Mitsubishi, Toyota, Honda, all of these big car manufacturers, there is not one of them that is developing a petrol-based car anymore. They are all looking to the future, and the future is in electric vehicles. And Australia has the second lowest uptake of electric vehicles of any nation in the OECD. We are not prepared for the future of motoring in this country.
Labor's come out pretty strongly against the United Australia Party in the last 24 hours. Does that mean that the LP will be preferencing the UAP last?
It depends on... We generally put One Nation last, where One Nation is running. In some electorates, One Nation won't be running, and candidates and the party will make a decision on whether or not to put the UAP or the Liberals or any other candidate last.
In the media today, Pauline Hanson sacked Steve Dixon. Do you think she was right to do that?
Yeah, I think she was. That sort of behaviour cannot be tolerated in any walk of life in Australia. The blokes, not the sort of individual that you would want to see elected to the Australian Parliament, and he's in a party that's doing preference deals with the Liberals and the Nationals, and One Nation is now in total chaos.
So you must be pretty happy with what's going on there then?
Well, look, you know, that's a matter for that party. I'm not too worried about what One Nation does. I get on with the job here in Kingsford Smith, and I think that they've been called out by this behaviour, and hopefully Australians will see it for what it is.
Shadow Assistant Treasury Minister Matt Thistlethwaite there, ending that report. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire.